Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A major development plan is stirring up concern in Fresh Meadows, where some residents say their neighborhood is already stretched to the limit.
Neighbors living along 188th Street in Fresh Meadows are overwhelmingly voting no for the Fresh Meadows vision plan. Mark says he and his family will lose more than they'll gain.
It'll be down to the dumps. It sucks, and they should leave it the way it is.
For Jay, this is a quality of life issue.
Whatever would make it a little bit harder to find parking, that might be tough.
And one neighbor who chose to stay anonymous tells us that flyers have been hung up in almost every lobby, letting people know what exactly the vision plan entails and how to fight it.
I've seen on the Facebook page, I see people protesting.
The number one concern on many families' minds, getting pushed out of the community they love. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fresh Meadows.
The NYPD searching for the person who stabbed a man overnight near Times Square. Police say there was some kind of dispute just before 2 a.m. near 40th Street and 7th Avenue. And during that fight, the 30-year-old victim was slashed in the neck and stabbed in the back. He was rushed to Bellevue Hospital. He's said to be in stable condition. Police did take one person into custody, but they're still looking for one more suspect. A story with a happy ending today. A Port Authority police officer helped to save a choking toddler on Monday at JFK Airport.
Officer Elijah Ali taking immediate action outside Terminal 4 around 6 Monday night.
So I jumped out my car, ran to the back of her car, grabbed the child out the car seat, performed back thrust to the child till he spit out the candy he was eating. And I made sure he was breathing again, normal.
Ali telling 1010 Winds his actions all part of why he chose to be a cop.
Honestly, I wasn't really thinking about anything. I was just thinking back to my training, which was just, you know, do the back thrust and then evaluate to see if he's breathing and then do the back thrust again. But luckily, after only like two sets of back thrusts, the baby was breathing and he was fine.
And with just 3 years on the job, Officer Ali has already previously saved two other lives by administering Narcan to overdose victims while on duty. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A Brooklyn man has been arrested and charged after allegedly beating a 71-year-old with a shovel in Gravesend. The 71-year-old man was on Stryker Court in West 1st Street about 8:30 p.m. back on December 27th when another man, 24-year-old Sean Apt, allegedly struck him in the face with the shovel. The elderly victim was rushed to Coney Island Hospital. He was thankfully in stable condition. Police say Apt, who also lives in Gravesend, has had two prior arrests, one for criminal mischief, one for robbery. A scary fire in a Brooklyn apartment building leaves one person fighting for their life. This in Bay Ridge. The FDNY says the fire broke out around 10:30 last night on the third floor of a building on Colonial Road. One person was critically hurt. Two firefighters and another person suffered minor injuries. The cause of that fire still under investigation. on Long Island, an update on that deadly stabbing at a CVS on Christmas Day. Police say the suspect has now been arrested and charged.
The alleged CVS employee killer is set to face a judge. He's charged with first-degree murder, accused of stabbing to death 23-year-old Adidson Sine, who was filling in for a co-worker on Christmas Day at the CVS in Lindenhurst. Prosecutors say the suspect, John Palacio, was trying to rob the store to pay for his numerous debts. Authorities say the 43-year-old confessed to the crime and is being held without bail. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A court case unfolding in Manhattan could reshape New York's congressional map and flip the city's only Republican House seat. The lawsuit focuses on the 11th congressional district, which includes Staten Island and parts of South Brooklyn. It argues that the current district lines dilute Black and Latino voting power. Democrats want the lines redrawn ahead of the 2026 midterms, which could put Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis' seat in play. Republicans say the map reflects geography, not politics, and warns that the changes would amount to gerrymandering. A judge's ruling is expected before midterm elections in November. Community groups and tenants are rallying at City Hall today, urging the city council to override Mayor Adams' last-minute veto of a major housing bill. The Community Opportunity to Purchase Act, or COPA, would give nonprofits and tenants the first shot at buying apartment buildings when they go up for sale. Elena Rodriguez is a staff attorney with the New Economy Project.
You know, the administration, incoming administration, is supportive of COPA, so the council can't wait. They should override it so that the administration can get to work standing up this important bill that's going to have a deep impact on New York City residents.
The legislation is aimed at curbing displacement, preserving affordable housing, and helping longtime residents stay in their neighborhoods. The council would need 34 votes to override that veto. Suffolk County is cracking down on illegal car meets. The department's Street Takeover Task Force says it's made 4 arrests tied to separate investigations across the county. The cases involve reckless driving, high-speed fleeing, and dangerous stunts that put drivers, pedestrians, and officers at risk. Several vehicles were impounded, including one driven by a teenager who was accused of running from police. Since its inception in November of 2024, the task force has now broken up over 90 street takeovers, and they urge anyone with information on illegal car meets to call Suffolk County Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.